Hey everyone, welcome to another episode on the Amazon Warrior podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about sleep. We'll discuss what sleep is, understanding the different sleep cycles, the importance of getting enough sleep, and the relationship of human growth hormone and sleep. Plus, we will talk about how much sleep we really need. Because there is so much more to talk about in relation to sleep, I've put some more helpful content together in the second part of this episode, in which we will talk about how you can track your sleep with things such as an Apple Watch or Oura Ring, and we will talk about how you can adjust your sleeping patterns once you have collected the data. Then also what I'll do, I'll be sharing my top 10 hacks and tips on how you can get a better sleep. Now let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Amazon Warrior podcast. My name is Caroline, founder of Amazon Warrior, personal trainer, self-taught blogger, and lover of all things healthy. I have a passion for living life to the full and doing everything I can to achieve optimal health, well-being, and happiness so that I can live each day to the fullest and deliver you this podcast filled with inspiration and motivation. The Amazon Warrior podcast follows my journey of finding the best habits to stay healthy, happy, active, youthful, and present in the moment, whilst enjoying the things that make life worth living. Follow my journey as I share ideas, tips, concepts, and practices on all areas of life, such as enhancing the body for optimal performance, dealing with physical injuries, body image issues, mindset, motivation, anxiety, sleep, home remedies, stress management, and spirituality. Learn the exact practices that I have put in place to live a healthy and happy life. Now, if you are someone that wants to learn how to live a healthier and happier life, and wants to get inspiration from a fellow health nut, you are in the right place. Follow my journey to live your healthiest life yet. Now let the show begin. First of all, I would like to express my gratitude. Thank you so much for all your support on the very first episode that was launched in the first week of February. Thank you everyone for all your comments, your likes, your shares, your emails, and all the positive feedback. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Alrighty, now let's dive in right away and let's talk about sleep. Now, what actually is sleep? So the short answer is no one really knows what sleep is. I mean, we all know that we need sleep, but scientists are still working to unravel the many mysteries of sleeping. And I think you can agree with me on this one. We all know how essential sleep is and how good it is for our health and vitality. And we also know that if we don't get enough sleep, we feel tired, we feel unfocused, lethargic. We're not really on the ball and you may be feeling irritable or cranky as well. And you also know that when you've had a great sleep, you feel fantastic. You know, you feel that you can conquer the world, you just want to jump out of bed, you feel energized, you feel positive, ready to rock your day. But I know our ever-busy lives just tend to get the better of us sometimes, and it can be really hard to be consistent in getting enough sleep and getting enough quality sleep. And the fact is, I've been there myself, and that's why I started to learn and experiment, and that's why I've developed the perfect recipe for success for myself. And that's why I want to talk to you guys about sleep, because I think if I can share this with you, perhaps you can get a better sleep tonight. Last year, in April 2019, the Australian government released an inquiry into sleep health awareness in Australia, and I will link to that document in the notes. But this inquiry is a 170-page long document, and it's got some really, really good information and resources. One of the quotes that I found really interesting was this one. Sleep is a fundamental human need, and along with nutrition and physical exercise, it is one of the three pillars of good health. So basically what this means is that when we look at a holistic approach of health and well-being, we're not just looking at exercise alone, we're not just looking at nutrition alone, and we're not just looking at sleep. It's a cohesive balance of all those three pillars. You need to have a good sleep, you need to have good nutrition, and you need to be physically exercising for you to be healthy and performing well. In this document, the Australian Sleep Association summarised the importance of sleep, describing it as a fundamental biological need which is essential for physical and mental recuperation. It's also said that the impact of inadequate sleep affects or impairs the function of every cell in the human body. If you think about that, yeah, let that just sink in for a minute. Having insufficient or poor quality sleep impairs the function of every cell. Basically, that means that if you do not get enough sleep, it's not just the tiredness and the crankiness, not just the ulcers in your mouth that occur, it's actually all starting from within the very basics of the human body. It all starts deep down, deep within you, within your cells. This study also showed that sleeplessness costs Australia over $26 billion per year. So inadequate sleep is a substantial public health problem. Sleep disorders and reduced sleep impact people's life. It's at all stages of life. It's from childhood, which includes caregivers and children experiencing reduced sleep, to the working middle ages and all the way through to old age. So let's dig a little deeper and let's understand why we actually sleep. Did you know that humans spend nearly a third of their lives sleeping? Yes, a third. I guess that's why we see all those advertisements for 40 winks and for getting a good bed and mattress and pillow. But it's interesting because if you think about this, going 24 hours without sleep can actually cause people to hallucinate and experience psychotic symptoms. Can you believe it? Have you been there yourself, perhaps? Do you remember those days where you went partying for like 3 days straight and you didn't get any sleep and you started to feel rather crook? Well, that's probably why. The body really does need sleep. And another interesting find is that before the 1950s, you know, before they started to do all this research on sleep, most people believed that the mind and body were actually dormant during sleep. They truly thought that the body and the brain were just passive. But now we know that nothing is further from the truth, because while we sleep, both the brain and the body run numerous processes that need to occur in order for us to remain healthy and sane. Now let's talk about the different stages of sleep. Sleep stages or cycles can be quite complex, but I think it's important to just understand the basics, which will allow you to understand your own sleeping cycles much better. Basically, there are two main types of sleep. You have REM and non-REM sleep, and REM stands for rapid eye movement. Now, each type of sleep is linked to a specific brainwave and neuronal activity. So when you are asleep, you cycle through all the stages of non-REM and REM sleep several times during a typical night, with increasingly longer, deeper REM periods occurring towards the morning. So on average, you would spend approximately 20 to 25% in REM sleep and the remaining 75 to 80% in non-REM sleep. Typically, your sleep cycle begins with non-REM sleep, which can be broken down into three phases. So the first phase of non-REM sleep is the changeover from wakefulness to sleep. During this short period, which usually lasts only several minutes, it's a relatively light sleep. Your heartbeat, your breathing, and your eye movements are slow, and your muscles are like relaxed with, you know, sometimes those occasional twitches. And the brainwaves begin to slow from their daytime wakefulness to the slower patterns. Then we have phase two of non-REM sleep. Now, this is a period of light sleep before you enter your deeper sleep. Your heartbeat and your breathing slow, and your muscles relax even further. Your body temperature drops and eye movements actually stop. And this is where brainwave activity slows, but it's marked by brief bursts of electrical activity. And then we have your phase three of non-REM sleep, or deep sleep. So this is a period of the deep sleep that you need to get in order to feel refreshed in the morning. It occurs in longer periods during the first half of the night. So your heartbeat and your breathing slow to their lowest levels during sleep, and your muscles are fully relaxed. And at this phase, it may be difficult to awaken you. And it's in this phase that the brain waves become even slower. Then after that, we have your REM sleep. So your REM sleep first occurs about 90 minutes after falling asleep. Your eyes move rapidly from side to side. You know, I'm sure you've seen this in the movies or on TV shows, obviously behind closed eyelids. And this is where there's a mixed frequency of brainwave activity. Your breathing becomes like faster and irregular. And this is also the phase where your heart rate and blood pressure increase near waking levels. And most of your dreaming actually occurs during REM sleep. Although some of it can also happen in your non-REM sleep. It's in this phase that your arm and leg muscles become temporarily paralyzed, which prevents you from acting out when you actually dream. I'm sure you've been there. You wake up from a silly dream and you've dreamt that you've broken your arm and you just feel completely numb. Or you're trying to run away from some scary monster and you're still trying to run when you're awake, but you can't actually run because you're paralyzed. What actually happens if you don't get enough sleep? If you don't spend enough time under the covers, chances are that you may get sick more easily, or you can experience major cognition issues. It can impact your learning and memory ability. Plus, it's said that not getting enough sleep could reduce your sex drive. In one study, which I will link to in the notes, young men who lost sleep over a 1 week period showed a decrease in testosterone levels. Sleeping 5 or fewer hours reduced sex hormone levels by as much as 10 to 15%. So think about that for a minute, guys. I'm sure you've experienced this yourself when you haven't had a good sleep. You're not focused, you might be a bit cranky, or you start to do silly things. And that's all because the brain needs to sleep in order to maintain proper function. When we are deprived of sleep, you know, when we don't get enough sleep, the brain will actually take things into its own hands. Because when you are sleep deprived, the brain will commence this silly thing of rolling blackouts in order to shut down and repair certain sections of the brain as you go about your daily tasks. So things like this can happen. You start to nod off when you're driving, or you're trying to stay focused in school and you're just falling asleep. You just can't keep your eyes open. This is because the body, or actually the brain, is asking for more sleep. And things like this can happen, you know, when you're exhausted, you won't remember where you left your wallet, or you don't realize that you left it on the roof of your car until you drove all the way home. Or, you know, perhaps you've put your keys in the refrigerator. Anyway, if you continue to deprive yourself of sleep, the brain will implement a force shutdown. I think it's important not to mess with the brain and try to get enough sleep. Okay, now let's talk about a few vital processes that occur when we are asleep. The first one is brain plasticity. A healthy amount of sleep is vital for brain plasticity, or the brain's ability to adapt to input. So if we sleep too little, we become unable to process what we've learned during the day, and we have more trouble remembering things in the future. Researchers also believe that sleep may actually promote the removal of waste products from brain cells, something that seems to occur less efficiently when the brain is awake. The second vital process that occurs is the release of human growth hormone. When we are sleeping, a very important hormone called HGH, or human growth hormone, is released. Now, HGH promotes a healthy metabolism, enhances your physical performance, and it helps the body's growth and repair. And it's said that it may even help you live longer. Now, this hormone is a complex protein produced by the pituitary gland in the brain. Now, this pituitary gland releases hormones. It's like non-continuously, so it means it's not released continuously. It's released in a way that looks like a pulse. And it's said that both sleep and exercise actually induce the release of this hormone. Now, experts, they estimate that as much as 75% of HGH is released during sleep. Now, this is obviously quite a large amount, and I think that's why getting a quality sleep should be on your priority list. Now that we're talking about HGH, I want to dive a little deeper and talk about the importance of sleep for muscle recovery. Sleep plays a crucial role in achieving your health and fitness goals, and this is doubly true for gym goers, athletes, and bodybuilders. Because if you don't get enough sleep, you will not achieve peak performance, no matter how hard you train, no matter how many supplements you take, and no matter how on point your nutrition is. Incorporating the right amount of sleep, or high quality sleep, is an essential part of your post-workout recovery, because the right amount of sleep can contribute and improve your recovery. So here's how it works. Basically, there are two key ways that sleep aids your post-workout recovery. Firstly, sleep is crucial for retaining a healthy physique and for building muscle mass, because it's during sleep, especially as we talked about earlier, during phase 3 of your non-REM sleep, is when the body releases HGH, or human growth hormone. And as you now know, this is the hormone that stimulates cell growth and regeneration. So disruption to your sleeping patterns can alter the release of HGH, because it's during the early stages of your sleep that HGH is at its highest concentration in the body. And this is when the majority of muscle growth and repair occurs. So if you have a lack of HGH production, this obviously can negatively impact your health and fitness because your muscles will not be able to repair as well, and it's likely that you might be sore for longer. And obviously that's something you want to avoid because you want the body to recuperate before you start your next workout. Because mostly what most people try and do in the gym is work with the principle of overload, which means that we try to get the muscles to work under a larger load over time. So this means that over time, you want to be able to lift a little bit heavier. You want the body to continuously adapt to what you're putting it through. If you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, you're not really challenging your body and you're not growing. So if you are training with the principle of overload in mind, the chances are likely that you will get muscle soreness because the idea is that, say, what you were lifting 6 months ago is not what you're lifting now. Yeah, you're trying to make that workout a little bit harder. And obviously when we are muscle sore, this is a buildup of lactic acid, and it's what happens when we stretch the muscle fibers out. And we want those muscle fibers and we want the body to be fully recuperated or repaired before we put that muscle under a new stress or a new working load. So that's why you've got to repair before you keep training again. So that's why it is super important to get enough sleep. And the second part of post-workout recovery, it allows your brain to rest and recover. Like we talked about earlier, you need that cognitive function. But if you think about it when you train in the gym, you obviously require mental alertness because this is key in helping you get the most out of your workout. Because in my eyes, you would want to perform as optimal as you can with the limited amount of time that you've got because you don't want to be going to the gym and waste an hour and not doing it right. When you focus on getting enough REM sleep for, say, the recommended 1.5 to 2.5 hours, this allows your brain to replenish the energy stores and therefore, obviously, you can maintain a clear, focused, motivated, and positive mind. And obviously, all this helps in reducing your risk of injury and obviously helps you to perform better. Because if you are sleep deprived, if you have a lack of focus and concentration, it means you're not paying attention in the gym. There is a higher chance of you making silly mistakes that are unnecessary, such as drop a weight plate on your toes or squash your finger in the machine, or perhaps you just lose complete motivation, which is a waste of time as well. Sleep deprivation can significantly inhibit your progress, and any physical training is obviously only a tiny fraction of a much bigger growth process. A lack of sleep can also result in elevated cortisol levels. Now, cortisol is also known as your stress hormone. And the thing is, if you have higher cortisol levels and lower growth hormone levels, this might actually hinder your muscle growth and repair. So there are a few ways on how you can improve the quality and quantity of your sleep, which is something we will talk about in the next episode. So make sure you tune in because you are going to like it. I'm sure of it. To achieve a healthy lifestyle, I think it's important to find the right balance between your exercise, your nutrition, your sleep, your rest and recovery, because sleep is so vital for your physical and mental and emotional health, and it plays a significant role in reducing your chances of diseases and feeling unwell and unmotivated. In my eyes, there is no way that you can look, feel, and train at your best unless you get enough sleep. So hopefully this is a little reminder or a little wake-up call for you to focus a little bit more of your attention on getting more quality sleep. Getting enough sleep is the first step in enabling you to train harder, better, and recover quicker. Now, who doesn't want that? And then we have the million-dollar question. How much sleep do you really need? Are you going to say 8 hours? Well, you are pretty on the ball, but let's dig a little deeper. Because your need for sleep and your sleeping patterns, they will change as you age. But obviously this varies significantly across individuals of the same age. So what works for one person may not work for the other person. And there is no magic number of sleep hours that works for everybody because we're all different, yeah? Let's have a look at babies because initially they sleep as much as 16 to 18 hours per day. This obviously helps the growth and development of the baby and especially of the brain. And then if you look at school-age children, on average they need about 9.5 to 10 hours of sleep per night. And then we have adults. It's said that they need 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, quality sleep, by the way. But after the age of 60, nighttime sleeps, they tend to become shorter and lighter and unfortunately interrupted by multiple awakenings. I think what you've got to keep in mind with working out what works for you is you've got to ask yourself, how many hours of sleep do I need in order for me to function optimally? Now, what does functioning optimally mean? Now, this means different things to different people. It varies from person to person, but I think it's important for your health and well-being, and especially for longevity, to, you know, focus on living a healthy life that includes enough sleep. So when you focus on optimal function, you can focus on things like how energized you feel, how focused you feel, how much joy you get out of activities, or whether you're just too tired to enjoy things. Or, you know, you can focus on things such as how irritable you are, or how cranky you might be during the day. Now, that's part of an overall feeling of health and well-being. And obviously, what works for you may not work for me and vice versa. So you have got to focus on what works for you. Now, I know that I can function quite well on an average of 6 or so hours for a couple of nights. But then after 3, 4, or 5 nights, I definitely will need to catch up on a very big sleep. Anywhere between 8, 9, 10, sometimes even 12 hours, I will just sleep straight. But ideally, I believe, and I've experienced this myself, ideally it is better to have a consistent sleep. So ideally I would be getting 8 hours each night. And unfortunately, due to other circumstances and other priorities, I don't always get there. But the aim for me is to focus on trying to get that. So that means trying to go to bed on time, trying not to have late nights or very early mornings, and trying to adjust my sleeping routine and sleeping patterns. Now, talking about sleeping patterns and adjusting these, this is something I'm going to be talking about in the next episode. And also what I'm going to be sharing with you in the next episode is my top hacks and tips and ideas on how you can get a better sleep tonight. So I hope you enjoyed this first part of the sleeping podcast. I hope it's given you some information on what sleep is, and perhaps has given you some ideas on the things that you can do and the things that you can implement to get a better sleep. Now, please feel free to leave your comments, leave your reviews on iTunes, or leave your comments on Facebook or social media, share it with your friends, and forward this episode to somebody who needs to hear this. I hope you are well. I hope you are healthy. I hope you enjoyed this. I wish you an amazing day, and I look forward to talking to you again in the next episode. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening through to the end of this episode. I hope this content has brought you some value. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes or leave a comment on YouTube or Facebook or wherever you listen to this podcast. To stay connected, subscribe to my email list for a weekly inspirational roundup email containing helpful tips on health, well-being, and living your healthiest life yet.